Hey Vikings fans, what's up? TCO Studios at Winter Park, Mike Wobshaw, joined by former Viking, current CBS analyst, Rich Gannon. He lives in town, but he's here at Winter Park today because he's doing the game on Sunday at US Bank Stadium with Kevin Harlan, two of Minnesota's broadcasting favorites.
It's my first time in 12 years I've been able to do a home Vikings game, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I guess because we're on Fox more than we're on CBS, right?
You're in a Fox market, not yeah. Of course CBS has the AFC package. So most weekends I'm in an AFC market.
All right. You saw the Colts last week. This team lost at home to Houston. They're coming here probably pretty angry, trying to get a win back on their schedule. What do you expect to see on the game?
Really disappointing loss last week at home. It was a must-win game for them against the Houston Texans. When you look at them, they're having some of the same issues you guys are having. They have a real difficult time protecting the quarterback. Andrew Luck's been sacked 40 times this year, the most of any quarterback in the league. You look at the other issues they have. They have a difficult time running the football with Frank Gore. He's not the same player, obviously, he was a couple of years ago, but they do have some explosive playmakers and T.Y. Hilton, Dwayne Allen, some really good tight ends. And so that's really where they want to focus their emphasis. Defensively, they've had a difficult time generating pressure on the quarterback and taking the ball away. It's a big reason why they've struggled to stop teams down the red zone.
Did you get a chance to watch some of our game back against Jacksonville?
Yeah, you did. I've watched the last four Vikings games. Okay. I always try and do my prep work before I come in.
What did you think happened where we were able to get explosive in the passing game?
Well, I think they've taken some shots. I give Pat Shurmur a lot of credit for what he's been able to do. Look, there's clearly some issues up front with the offensive line. There's not been a lot of continuity. There's been so many changes and the quarterback to me has been incredible. Sam Bradford, he's completing, has the highest completion percentage of any quarterback in the league right now, but he's getting the ball out quickly. The thing that they did do is they took a couple shots down the field, which I think is important. You've got to be able to keep secondaries, defensive backs, safeties honest and know that they're going to stretch the field, try and stretch the field. And they did that, I thought, effectively against Jacksonville.
Rich was an MVP quarterback in the NFL, played in the league for a long time. When you – so put your helmet back on and – your mouth guard and your cleats. When you look at a Mike Zimmer defense, what are you looking at as a quarterback?
Well, I think if you're a quarterback, you make sure you put your flak jacket on that week. You're going to get hit. I mean, that's the reality of it. And I would say a couple of things when you go back and study Mike, all the way back to his days in Dallas, in Cincinnati. They're a physical group, and they do two things really well. They get after the quarterback, and they have very good cover corners. And I think you look at this group with Hunter and Griffin, the way they can rush the passer. I think you look at the corners that they have. They have four or five really good corners. Munnerlin plays well in the slot. Just got a chance to look at Xavier Rhodes in person out there in the field. You look at his arms, the length of this guy's arms, and how physical he can be. He just needs to keep his hands to himself a little bit. He had a couple penalties last week. But I just think that's the two things. To play great defense this league, you better have great pass rushers and great cover corners, and the Vikings have that.
All right. Should be a fun game on Sunday at US Bank Stadium. Rich and Kevin Harlan will have the call. You can check that out on CBS. While you're also listening to the game with Rich's buddy, Paul Allen, on the Vikings Radio Network. Have a good game call, all right?
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.